These boys might say bad words. So proceed with caution.
Time five, so cliche. Time 3's too few. Time 10's too many. What the hell we gonna do? Gotta keep it real when it comes to the topics. Hope you're all ready. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six.
Excuse me, sir. Can I have some plum pudding?
Well, absolutely, little fella. Come right over.
They have the shoes that curl up like elves.
Mommy, Mommy, I want some more plum pudding.
You'll get your plum pudding when I say so.
Mommy.
That almost sounds like a scene from a Christmas movie.
Oh, baby.
Ooh, it does.
That does sound like a scene from a Christmas movie, but we're going to be a little bit more specific and say that it sounds like a scene from a December holiday movie.
Ooh.
Because that's what we're doing today. What's up, everybody? Dustin Bernard here with the Top 6 Podcast. I'm joined by my two Christmas brothers, Jordan and Chad. Say hallelujah, boys.
Hallelujah. You know, play the Top 6 Podcast and hopefully you get a few laughs.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more.
All right. So as you kind of heard from the beginning there when we were recreating our Tiny Tim's Plum Pudding movie, I guess.
Yep. We have a song called Plum Pudding, and now we're going to write a movie.
Yeah, it's part of the Plum Pudding. It's the lead single off the soundtrack to the film. Yeah.
Yes. So Tiny Tim's Plum Pudding probably won't make our list because we just made it up. But yeah, check out our song, Plum Pudding. It's a Christmas song. You should know that by the last couple months we've been pimping it. It showed up on our top 6 ultimate Christmas songs list last week.
That's our sponsor. That single song is our sponsor.
The Top 6 Podcast is our unofficial sponsor this week. It's us. We're our sponsor. So, and also Christmas and Santa Claus is our sponsor too.
Yeah, we figured this is the perfect time of year to be selfish. So we wanted to hog the sponsorship. That's all we wanted this year, and we gave it to ourselves. That's how Christmas works, people, or the holidays in general. Just ignore other people and do your own thing. Am I right, guys?
Amen, brother.
I agree. All right, so top 6 December holiday movies. The reason it's so specific is because Jordy kept asking way too many questions on what counts as a holiday movie. He got as far back as I think Memorial Day. He asked if that was something we can put in there. So no.
I did. You know, I thought Pearl Harbor might have qualified.
No. But, no. Wow. So ooh.
Wasn't that in December?
yeah, it was. Yep.
That's not Memorial Day, but there were a lot anyway.
So, Christmas movies, we understand the whole, holiday tree, Christmas. We say Christmas, Merry Christmas, whatever, but we're making it pretty pinpointed here. December holiday movies. So top 6 December holiday movies, Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever you want to throw in there. So yeah, boys, anything else that we should throw out there before we get started?
I just want to say, around holiday season, it's always good to cozy up in a blanket, snuggle with your family, unless you're a deadbeat piece of shit like Chad and you're at the pub drinking and trying to pick up lot lizards. Anyway, went off topic a bit, but there's nothing like drinking some hot chocolate, snuggling under the blanket with your boo and kids, and throwing on a funny and heartfelt holiday movie. I mean, it warms my heart and soul.
Fuck you, Jordy. I hope you get lumps of coaly shit.
Chad, you don't seem like you're in a Christmas spirit right now.
No!
Yeah, brother, what's going on?
I'm the Scrooge/Grinch of the crew.
All right.
You take digs at me, I hold grudges.
Well, Jordy mentioned hot chocolate and snuggling under a blanket, being warm.
And he called me a piece of shit.
I know, but I was trying to take it back a different route. Speaking of warm, I found some sweatpants on Amazon, another unofficial sponsor. I found some sweatpants that are fleece lined, and I tell you what, it gives you it's teetering on the brink of swamp ass, but it's a cozy swamp ass.
That I was gonna say that. Yeah, you don't really need a blanket and snuggle action if you got those sweatpants on. You don't want to get swamp ass.
If I beat you in the trivia question today for this episode, then you have to wear those sweatpants on July 20th outside for 1 hour.
All right, I'll play a round of golf in them. I don't give a shit.
Play a round of golf in those sweatpants.
18 holes
in 2021 if you lose.
I'll play 18 holes cart or a walk nine, whatever you want me to do.
Okay, and then if I lose, you have to take pictures or a video, and we'll post it on our Twitter. And if I lose, I will eat a bowl of plum pudding on July 20th, 2021.
Okay.
And do a video of it.
All right. That's an even swap.
I figure, you know what? We're getting toward the end of our first year doing the show. We might as well up the stakes here.
All right. That sounds like a freaking fair deal to me. All right. So, you know, I want to say this now so people don't get confused. So the way we start our top six lists is Jordy, the middle child, has a trivia question ready to go for youngest bro, oldest bro, to see who goes first with their top six list. So, Jordy, top six December holiday movies trivia. Give it to us.
All right. You guys are going to love this question. How many players are there in a standard men's field lacrosse team?
10.
Oh, that's exactly what you guys said.
It's swamp ass season, boys.
Nope. Nobody loves lacrosse more than
Chad.
What?
No, I got a relative, Katie's side, my wife's side, plays lacrosse. Booyah, came in handy.
All right. I was going to say 10, but I don't like hearing you complain that I like that I answer the trivia question so quickly, so I gave it to you there. So,
Well, looking forward to that July swampy round of golf.
July 20th is a Tuesday. Should we push it to I tell you what, that's around the time of a tournament that I play in. Would you be okay with me wearing those during one of the tournaments I play in?
Ooh. Absolutely. First of all, I think it's cool that you're going to wear sweatpants golfing.
Why? Well, you know what?
Yeah,
why
wouldn't people do that? I don't get it.
Is there a dress code for the course?
You're not going to believe these sweatpants. They look like dress pants.
Ooh.
So,
no shit.
They look like dress pants. I'm probably not going to be able to tuck my shirt in because I don't have the ass for that, but...
all right.
So I'm gonna, you know, I'll look like a schlub out there, but I mean, when don't I?
You know what?
So
if they give you any guff, just play this episode and it's a man's deal. They have to honor it.
Oh, they do have to honor it. And also, what just caught my eye is this plum pudding recipe that I'm looking at. 3 large eggs, room temperature. That just sounds disgusting.
Damn.
Oof. All right. So, Chad got it. You get to go first with your top six December holiday movies list. Have at her, little bro.
All right. So, the whole point of this show is we make our picks based on the impact that these topics, these things have to us personally, culturally, whatever. Whatever packs a punch for us, okay? So, my number six is a little weird. I could bet that you guys haven't watched it. It's hard to find, and it's actually really bad, but that's why it's good. It's the Star Wars Christmas, or excuse me, the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Is it an actual movie?
Yes. It's the first time Boba Fett is ever was introduced, 1979. And it was so bad, George Lucas disowned it and yoinked it. It only aired once. You can find it online and everything. But it's become a cult. Like, dude, it's about Chewbacca's family, and there's, like, the first 15 minutes are just, like, Wookiees, you know, speaking to each other with no subtitles.
That would be hilarious.
With no subtitles at all.
I want to watch that.
It's so bad. It's so entertaining, though. And
where can I find it?
Just probably YouTube. I mean, anywhere online. I mean, George Lucas can't stop the freaking internet, but... I mean, Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill, they all had contractual obligations to be there. Harrison Ford was probably hungover, did not give a shit at all. But Star Wars Holiday Special, that's number six. Number five is Die Hard. Let's dive into it. Ooh, it is a Christmas movie. Hell yeah.
It is.
Why do people say it's not? Seriously.
I have no idea. It takes place on Christmas Eve. It's about family, redemption, and he's there for his family. He's trying to save people.
Listen, you're not going to put a movie, you're not going to set a movie during Christmas unless Christmas means something to the story. And it's too good of a movie to think that it's just a random, well, why else would people get together? You know, it could have been a retirement party in September. It could have been a freaking St.
Fourth of July party.
Yeah.
Could have been, yeah.
Christmas.
No,
it takes place.
Yeah, I think I'd say it's definitely a Christmas movie just because of how much people talk about that topic itself. Is it a Christmas movie or not? Well, yeah, it is because we're talking about it and it's on your mind and you're watching it and that just, it makes sense. I mean, I think it's a Christmas movie. It's not on my list, but oh, shit.
Yeah. The rest of my list deals with kids, like learning, like to a certain point, there's kid characters like learning the meaning of Christmas and shit. You know what I mean? So maybe Die Hard, there is a meaning to Christmas, but it's not centered around a kid, you know? So maybe that's why people are like, well, it's not a Christmas movie. Plus, it's so good. Like, it's so fun. Freaking Alan Rickman, damn. Hell yeah. Probably best Christmas villain.
He's one of my top
one of the top six villains. But anyway, number four, I'm going to move on because Die Hard, we love it. Number four, I saw it in theaters when I was 11, I think. So I was it was perfect. It's got Tom Hanks, multiple different ways. The Polar Express. I love that movie.
Ooh.
I was just the right age for that. It was a cool motion capture story. I love when they're on the top of the train. I don't know if you guys have seen it. You ever watched?
I've never seen the full movie.
It's pretty sweet. I love these.
Chad, I respect the backstory and your reasons, but the movie fucking sucks.
What? It does not.
Tom Hanks looks like a creepy pedophile in that movie.
Little bit, but no, honestly, the kids look creepy too.
They all, yeah, you know what? They all kind of look like, humans with a little dash of gremlin.
Yeah, they try to get too close to human, which is you don't want to do that. No, because if one little thing's off. But I just like it's honestly more I could see this if this was like a ride in a theme park. It would make more sense than a movie. And that's kind of how I take it. Like it's like an experience more than anything. Yeah.
Isn't there a kid that talks like this in the whole movie? Hey, yeah, he is. Yeah, he reminds me of Corey Feldman for some reason. Oh man!
Looks like him, but doesn't sound like him. Yeah.
Ah, I want some plum pudding.
Yeah, that's literally it. That's like 90% gremlin. That one. all right, number three. Freaking just probably. It's close. It's one of the funniest movies on my list, if not the funniest. Elf with Will Ferrell. Ooh, number three. I saw the musical too. It was pretty funny, but.
Oh, yeah? Where was
it?
It
was up in upstate New York up there, south of the Finger Lakes.
Ah, okay. You talking Buffalo area?
South of the Pinky. I don't remember. What the hell? Elmira. Jeez. Elmira. Yeah.
Oh, Elmira. It's good. Okay.
I love Elf. It's awesome. Jon Favreau directed it. That dude should be in charge of Disney movies in general. I mean, I think he's the man. He gets Star Wars right. He gets almost everything he touches, he just gets right. And Elf is hilarious.
Iron Man.
Yeah. All right. So the dude like basically started Marvel, like the cinematic universe, and then he's killing it in Star Wars. Like just give the dude the freaking job. Just let him run the show.
Probably he was also very good in The Replacements as Daniel Bateman, the psycho linebacker.
Oh God.
Hell yeah.
Never was. I hate that movie. not a Christmas movie, thank God. Number two, How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey. People don't like it. Some people don't.
It's all right.
Dr. Seuss, like, man, it's tough. It must be hard to adapt his work because
Yeah, like I said, Chad, the book was better.
Sure, but, I mean, what are you supposed to do? I mean, if you're going to do it, Jim Carrey's the damn perfect choice. So funny. Modern humor. He brought modern – you can't find that in the book. I mean, like where he's, like, trying to figure out what he wants to wear, and then he's like, ooh, ah, I'm not going. Just shit like that.
My favorite scene in that is when he's a young boy and he cuts himself shaven and everybody's laughing at him. He's got like toilet paper all over his face.
And it all wraps up with one of the best Christmas songs ever by Faith Hill, if you know what I mean.
My favorite scene of that movie is the end credits.
Yeah, because the Faith Hill song's playing.
Number one.
It ain't no plum pudding. All right, number one, Home Alone. Enough said. Freaking hilariously wholesome. Those are the two words that I can. It's just such a tight, entertaining movie. I think at one point we talked about movies that, you know, they're probably are on the greatest movies of all time list or our favorites or whatever, but like the most entertaining, like nonstop, like that Hot Fuzz caliber. Like Home Alone is like a roller coaster. Like it's outrageous, and then it's like sad. And then it's like, polka, polka, polka. And then it's like, Harry.
And then the spider scream.
Like, it's nonstop. Oh, and it's got a good message. I mean, you know, I love that movie. I can't get enough of it. I like the second one, but I wasn't going to put both on my list. You know.
Yeah, you can't top the first one's
pretty good. All right, Chad, run it back.
Okay. Star Wars Holiday Special. Jesus. Number five, Die Hard. Number four, The Polar Express. Number three, Elf. Number two, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And number one, Home Alone.
Nice.
All right. Jordan, put your plum pudding in the fridge. All right, guys. It's your turn.
Still licking my lips from that plum pudding. Okay, guys. Number six, Chad, you and I saw this in theaters. A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That's a funny-ass movie right there.
It's my least favorite out of the three, but, you know.
Yeah, but it's still so funny.
Is that the one they tried to do? They did 3D? Like, they did the... Okay.
Yep. Okay, number five. Chad, I thought that you would have had this on your list. I got National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Hell no. No, that one's overrated.
One of the funniest characters. Oh,
you're the only one that thinks that in this world.
I know, but I don't think so. I think people are supposed to like it.
You don't have to be a contrarian, Chad. I mean, you shat on Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Let me put it this way. I do like that. I do like that movie. I do think it's overrated, but I do like it. There's another movie that's extremely overrated, and I don't like it. But this one's, I agree. It's going to be on this damn list. It's a staple. You know, I mean, that's just...
Dude, Cousin Eddie's one of the funniest characters. I mean, anyway.
I can see why. He's got the RV, right?
Yeah. He's
always happy. Yeah. Isn't he?
Yeah, he's always happy.
Yeah,
the movie.
Happy-go-lucky guy.
Think about it. He's got an RV with the shitters full and all that.
Shitters full.
Clark's got a nice house, and he's just pissed.
He is.
It makes you realize, like, hey, it's not about what you want. It's about what you got.
Christmas
Maybe
spirit.
I do like
anyway.
This movie. Holy shit.
There you go.
Shitters full, Chad. And four, I got Elf.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Front to back entertainment. One of my favorite scenes is down in the basement warehouse where they're dancing. And what's the one guy say that he looks like he's like 50 years old?
Oh.
And he says, like,
he's like, oh, man, I'm 28. I'm in the prime of my life. Yeah, they're wasted in the mailroom.
Yeah. Dude, just such a funny movie, front to back. I love it. Okay, another funny movie at three. I got Bad Santa.
Yeah.
Love that movie. Fuck me, Santa. Lorelai Gilmore. She's in Gilmore Girls, Dusty. You might like that show since you like Bad Santa.
She's definitely her best role is Bad Santa.
Okay, number two. Ooh, Die Hard.
Oh, nice.
It is a Christmas movie.
McClane.
End of topic.
McClane.
I was just gonna say, Chad, give us a Hans Gruber impression.
McClab.
Hey, give us a Hans Gruber impression ordering plum pudding at a McDonald's.
I was just gonna say that. Tiny Tim's plum pudding, Chad.
Yes, hello. Is this Tidy Tips?
Wait, Chad, I'll be the right, person right. that works at the store. Okay. Hi, welcome to Plum Pudding R Us. What can I help you with?
I was hoping to speak to Tim, Tiny Tim.
Yes, he's the owner. What can I help you with?
A special order of plum pudding. And I need him to hand it over.
What size would you like, sir?
He should know what size. My brother, he's very blonde. He will come pick it.
Can I get your name again?
Hans. No, actually, my name is McLean.
Okay, Mr. McLean, what size would you like?
Just drop it off on the rooftop.
Oh, wait. Okay, your order's around the corner.
I'm done. Drop it off on the rooftop, with your boy.
All right. That was number two. Yep. All right. fuck. Go ahead.
All right, guys. Number one's obvious. It's the freaking Brad Pitt of Christmas movies, Home Alone.
Yeah, boy.
Oh.
All right. Macaulay Culkin. You know what? Shout out to Macaulay Culkin's brother, Kieran McCulkin. Or wait.
What?
Kieran.
Or
is it Rory?
No, it's Kieran.
Kieran. He's Kieran. In Succession.
Yeah.
He was in Fargo season two.
Oh, okay.
Dude.
Which one is in Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
No, it's Rory? Kieran, dude. Hell of a career.
What's Rory in?
Who's Rory?
Signs?
Signs. No, that's... No, yeah. Rory's in Signs.
Okay, yeah.
But you know what? Kieran Culkin, one of my favorite actors right now. Hilarious. Really good actor. You know, I think I wouldn't have expected... What's his name in Home Alone? He gets scrunched by the chair.
Cousin.
Cousin. Fuller. Fuller.
Yeah, never would have expected Fuller to be the one entertaining me on HBO.
All right, guys, I'm going to run it back.
Run it back, boy. What's
number six, A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D. Number five, yes. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Number four, Elf. Number three, Bad Santa. Number two, Die Hard. Number one, Home Alone.
All right. Good list, couple crossovers there. So we got some rapid fire top six December holidays movies coming at you right now. Number six, Elf. Number five, The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. Number four, Christmas Vacation. Number three, Home Alone. Number two, Eight Crazy Nights. Number one, Bad Santa. Run it back.
Oh, nice.
Again. Damn. For those that were not listening, number six, Elf. Number five, The Santa Claus. Number four, Christmas Vacation. Number three, Home Alone. Number two, Eight Crazy Nights. And number one, Bad Santa. We'll take a quick live break with some unofficial sponsors. Sheets, Christmas, Plum Pudding, right?
Straub.
I guess we could do, since this is towards the end of the year, we could just run back some of the main sponsors that we've had. Mark McGrath. Bombas,
Steve Winwood,
original, the pandemic, coronavirus. That's probably why we started this thing.
Steve Wilkos,
Amish Baby, yeah. Pop Culture Machine Podcast, our friends, the Bracketeers, just a lot, you know.
I bet you Steve Wilkos could house a whole lot of plum.
How many pounds?
I guess six
pounds. Wow.
Yep.
You know those 5-gallon buckets? Fill one up and hand it to Wilkos. I'm telling you.
Go to town. I want to see a video of that.
Some guys just look like they could just eat a freaking steak and just a bunch of beer, and he's one of them.
Plum pudding.
Most just shoved the plum pudding down his gullet.
Steve Wilkos won the superlative most likely to eat a shitload in his high school yearbook.
So Dusty, hold on. With your list, I noticed you like that. You like that freaking like adult humor at the top of your list. Damn,
love it,
dude. I got Bad Santa at number three. That movie's great. Why wasn't it on your list, Jay?
It almost made the cut. That's why I mentioned it, because that one, dude, almost made
so
the cut.
So funny, man. And I love Ernie Mac's character in that. So funny, John Ritter too.
Yeah.
Damn. R.I.P. John Ritter and Bernie Mac.
Yeah, they had a great scene together where Bernie Mac's like chilling like a baller and John Ritter's just nervous.
He was nervous about talking to him about how he heard someone banging a bigger lady in the women's big and tall section.
Yeah, wasn't it like, well, sir, they were, and then Bernie Mac's like, they were fucking.
Yeah, and watching the outtakes to that scene is hilarious because,
I want
to
see that.
It's funny. That sucks that they're both, man, wow.
Yeah.
They're both gone. RIP. That movie's hilarious. The sandwiches.
Yeah. All right. I have to ask you guys about the Santa Claus because I thought you guys liked that movie.
Yeah. Growing up, I liked it, but it kind of lost its appeal to me. And that kid is so goddamn annoying, just like the kid in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of ruined some scenes for me. Just that high pitch, annoying little brat. Just want to strangle him by the neck.
Whoa.
Yeah, well,
I was going to say the Santa Claus for me, Jordy's sort of in line other than with the assault thing at the end there. But it didn't age well. It just didn't age well for me. Like
justified assault. So,
yeah, I mean, if the movie's bad enough. But, you know, Star Wars Holiday Special is really bad, but it's a good bad.
You're not.
Santa Claus is good. It's just, yeah.
Good luck trying to strangle a Wookiee.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You want to strangle yourself when you watch it, but holy shit. But I don't know. Yeah, the Santa Claus I grew up watching, you know, that movie. Here's the thing. Do sequels screw with the original? Because, like, I mean, a lot of these, even Badder Santa, freaking.
I've never seen Bad Santa 2. I don't think it ruins the originals at all.
No,
I think.
Because they're two separate
movies.
Yeah,
I think it. I don't think it messes with the first one at all, but. I mean, Home Alone 2 was pretty good. Home Alone 2 was all right.
Yeah, Home Alone 2 is damn good. I like that movie. But Home Alone 3 and 4, that we got no time for.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really matter. I'm so glad you guys don't have a Christmas story on this freaking thing. Oh, thank God.
We never got into that. I mean, it's not terrible. It's just, I don't know. The ones we mentioned are way funnier.
The only time I'll seek out and watch Home Alone, Bad Santa, Elf, National Lampoon's, even though it's on wherever you look if you've got cable. But the only time that Christmas story is ever on is the 24 hours.
Yeah, TBS or TNT.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's on, I'm not going to search for it. If it's on, I'll sit there and watch a few scenes. And
I don't know. It's just whatever to me.
Yeah, I'm not going to shit on the movie, but it's not top six worthy.
It's like an inclusive activity more than a movie at this point. Like,
you know what
like
else?
You play in the background. At your family thing, you know.
I got 4 on my honorable mention list.
All right. What are they?
Home Alone 2, Love Actually, 8 Crazy Nights, and The Family Stone. Luke Wilson's character in that's pretty funny.
I forgot about Love Actually. The research
is Love Actually is funny, too. The washed up rock star, his scenes are funny.
Yeah, by the way, our listeners, I think we should clarify right now. I have not seen, believe it or not, this is crazy. I haven't seen It's a Wonderful Life. So that's why I didn't.
Yeah, I've never seen that movie. Never wanted to.
I never.
Well, I want to. Jimmy Stewart, Indiana, PA. He's classic.
Yeah, classic
film, you know?
Jimmy Stewart. You know, they have a crosswalk in Indiana, Pennsylvania that has his voice to tell you when to walk or not.
I think I remember that.
It's kind of weird.
Imagine if Jimmy Stewart played John McClane.
Well, I don't know.
Go on now. Have a few beers. Just come on and enjoy the holidays. Nope.
All right. So we have some
quiet in the vents.
We have some crossover here. I think number one's going to be Home Alone.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be.
Hell
Home
yeah.
Alone.
And I mean, looking at it here, Elf is on all three of our lists.
One thing about Home Alone real quick. I remember last time I watched it. During the scene where they forget Kevin, like the events leading up to that, because like I started watching, I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to find a plot hole where it's like, how could they have forgotten him? And they cover everything like really well.
Yeah.
Like the neighbor kid comes over to look at the van or something.
Yep,
I don't know.
Yep.
And the head count. Oh man, everything. They nailed it. And they're in a rush. Freaking Joe Pesci, same year as Goodfellas.
Ooh, yeah, damn.
Hey. Ah, sorry. Yeah, number one.
No, that's fine. Number one, Home Alone. So, Chad, I know real quick, Christmas Story, Ralphie. That's the little blonde, right?
Yeah.
So he's in Elf.
Is he?
Did you know that? He's not the old elf. He's the head elf that is like Buddy's boss. That's him.
Realize that.
Yep. Huh. I forget his name. He's like I think he's pretty good friends with Jon Favreau, and he's like a producer and shit in Hollywood now.
Damn, nice.
Ooh, man, he's going to get in on that Disney dick.
Peter Billingsley, yeah, that's his name.
Good for him, though. I mean, hey, you know. I mean, I doubt Macaulay Culkin's best buds with Christopher Nolan, so. And you never know. I mean, it's all about who you know in the biz. So.
That's right. That's right.
I don't think, you know, and the kid wasn't I don't know what it is about a Christmas Story. It's just kind of like that overplayed song you hear. It's just, yeah, like you said, it's just always on. You watch it by accident or it's just kind of there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really grab you.
All right. So I'm thinking I'd be okay with, even though I didn't have Die Hard on my list, I think eventually it could creep up there, but it's definitely on a top six list of mine. I just don't know what the topic would be. It's just
probably top six action.
Yeah. I mean, it's
pretty sure Hans Gruber was on our villain.
That's true.
Yeah, he made it to my
list.
That's
true. So I'd say Elf number two and Die Hard number three.
I'd be all right with that. And then we got to have Bad Santa on there because I had Bad Santa at three. You had it at number one, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's my favorite Christmas movie. And then,
Chad, you were showing Bad Santa some love earlier.
Yeah, is it a little high, though?
No.
I guess there's a pretty good...
Are you a little high for not wanting it to be that high?
Yeah, you got...
You know what? Give it that spot for that freaking John Ritter, Bernie Mac.
John Ritter, Bernie Mac. R.I.P. Show him some love.
I bet people don't even think that's like one of the best scenes, but it really is.
Well,
like,
when they meet John Ritter for the first time and Billy Bob Thornton is watching the chick with the big ass walk by and and John Ritter's like, is there any issues like that? And Billy Bob Thornton's like, you mean my fuck stick? Hopefully I'm saying that right. Or Patchy Malachi's going to kick my ass because him and I always talk about that movie. But yeah, so number one, Home Alone. Number two, Elf. Number three, Die Hard. Number four, Bad Santa. Ultimate top six December holiday movies. We got two more to throw on here.
Well, yeah, I know you and I have National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Like,
I feel like by default that has to be on here.
It's got to be. There's just so much love and appeal for that movie.
All right, but I honestly think How the Grinch Stole Christmas has to be on here.
Chad.
What's better than that?
Harold and Kumar is more entertaining than
It isn't.
Eight Crazy Nights.
Dude, Jim Carrey's performance in that is nuts.
I put Love Actually above that.
Eight Crazy Nights. What's up with that one?
I considered that. That's on my honorable mention
list. Plus, we need a Hanukkah movie on here.
Yeah. Yeah, Chad. Sorry, bud.
All right. What about a Life Day movie like in Star Wars? No. I don't know if they couldn't say Christmas or what, but it's Life Day.
We've never seen it.
Life Day.
I want to see you guys try to make it through. It's bad. It's terrible.
Well, I don't want
There's like a freaking B. Arthur. Who is that? Is that an older...
Yeah, she was in Golden Girls, which is on my top six TV
songs.
It's
like a variety show, and she has a section. It's just bad. It's so dumb.
Why is it on your list, Chad?
Because it's
hilarious. Put Harold and Kumar on there.
It's so fun.
Put Harold and Kumar on there.
I don't think that deserves to be on the top six... It's not as good. It's not that good. It's not top six good. It's funny. But Guantanamo Bay and the first White Castle are way better, I think.
Yeah, I know, but those aren't Christmas movies, Chad.
No, it doesn't mean this has to be on.
All right, so Eight Crazy Nights is original. It's got original music. It's got dirty jokes. It's funny. I mean, come on. My daughters love it.
I would put that on there before.
I'd rather watch that than The Grinch. I'd rather read the book.
Well, I'd rather put that on there than Harold and Kumar.
The book is better.
It's settled.
ultimate top six December holiday movies. Number one, Home Alone. Number two, I don't know why I said it like Hans. Number one, Home Alone. Number two, Elf. Number three, Die Hard. Number four, Bad Santa. Number five, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And number six, Eight Crazy Nights.
Damn, that's a solid ass list.
Sal, solid ass list.
Damn. Bum bitty 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 bum bum.
Plum pudding 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 plum plum.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Awesome. Well, hey, I hope everybody that listens, this has been a great year. We started this podcast, you know, in March when the whole pandemic started. Unfortunately, it's still going on. Just be safe out there. This has been awesome so far. Thank you so much for listening. And boys, go ahead and do a round two. Hans Gruber comes back in to the Plum Puddings R Us because the package was not left on the roof. Take it away.
Yes, hello. Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Plum Pudding R Us. How may I help you?
I am working on a very tight schedule, and it's unacceptable, and I'm going to need a refund. There was a very important
issue with your order
included in that plum pudding that involves a tower and I just need my plum pudding.
Sir, Mr. Tiny Tim already gave you your order.
I have some asshole that looks like Bruce Springsteen walking around these vents. I need the package.
Sir, can you hurry up? There's a line behind you, and I need to serve the customers.
I'm going to throw you off a rooftop. You watch.
All right.
It's not going to happen to me, but it'll happen to you.
Sir, do you have a cold?
Thanks for listening, everybody.
See ya.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Happy holidays. Peace.
Merry Christmas.